Hello and welcome to the podcast. Hope you're all doing well. Today's topic is the art of apology, healing wounds and strengthening bonds, exploring the power of genuine apologies in resolving conflicts and fortifying relationships. So it's me, Ali Al, Mambo G, here. You're not going to really say anything else, yeah. So it's us three here. And yeah, so today is about harnessing the power of apology. Let's see how this was written. Yeah. Healing wounds and strengthening bonds. The power of genuine apologies in resolving conflicts and fortifying relationships. So anything we would like to say about that, any commentaries?
What would be a genuine apology? Like, is that recognizing one did something like to offend someone, realizing that like what they did was like quote unquote wrong, and then trying to amend it? Like what's the definition of a proper apology?
Right. No, I think a proper apology is you actually apologize because you feel that what you did was wrong, and what you're saying is basically you're not going to do it again. Otherwise, it's kind of like a BS apology. Like, because you could just be saying sorry in order to take, like, remove the heat off the situation. Proper apology is like you recognize what you feel as though what you did was wrong. You recognize that it was wrong and that it hurt or offended the other person. And you're saying, like, I've made a change, and so therefore I'm not going to do it again. I think that most people often apologize more because they feel guilty or because they feel that's the right thing to do or what everyone expects them to do. Than because they're actually sorry for what they did. If you apologize and you're not really sorry for what you do, then you're probably going to just turn around and do it again. Yeah, because if it's a proper apology, that means, like, you made some type of change.
Right.
Something changed in you. You could see, like, what you did was not good.
Right.
But I think a lot of people just apologize because they think that's the right thing to do.
I think that's majority of apologies is just trying to, like, appease... like you said, calm down the situation rather than recognizing I did something wrong. I'm not going to do it going forward.
And I don't think you should apologize if you don't really mean it.
Yeah.
Because then, like, it's kind of almost like the whole thing about the girl who cried wolf, right? If you apologize and you didn't really mean it, then you do it again. You apologize again. And then eventually nobody's going to believe you when you say sorry. No one's going to actually believe that you're actually apologetic about what you did.
Right.
I think a lot of people feel as though, like, they're supposed to apologize, so they do apologize.
Yeah, rather than...
Then feel like actually what they did was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you really apologize, then later on, you don't turn around, you don't try to defend what you did.
Right. You're like, yeah, no, what I did was wrong.
Yeah.
Now...
It depends on the relationship, too, right? Like, how are you, like, resolving problems with that person? Like, because for some people, like, you know, they'll be like, I need an apology. And, like, it's, like, they demand that or whatever. Or there's, like, a... Not belittling, but, you know, they're, like...
They're forcing it
versus, like...
But I don't think you can ask someone to apologize.
Yeah.
If you have to ask somebody to apologize and then they apologize for you, then it's not real.
Yeah.
Because they didn't feel that way. They're saying it because you said, like, you have to apologize. So that doesn't... Right. Yeah, and if I say it...
Progress.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, like, anything changed for me. It doesn't even mean, like, I could say I'm sorry, but if I'm saying I'm sorry because somebody else told me, like, I need to apologize, then I might not actually be sorry about it.
Yeah, because that might not be helpful for the relationship either.
No.
But it is hard. I mean, like, I know, and I hope that it's that way for, like, most people. Like, you know when you, like, messed up sometimes, or, like, there's, like, limits that you have, or, like, stuff that you didn't see, too, that you're like, oh, my God, that's, like, so embarrassing, and, like,
That you recognize, like, after the fact. Yeah.
Well, and it takes that other person to bring it up in you. And, like, that's part of what, like, happens. Or that's, like, what other people do for you. Like, you can only get through certain things with other people.
True.
And you wouldn't have seen it.
Without them
mentioning
it. But that's the thing. It's, like, if they mentioned it and you see it for yourself and you're like, yeah, they're actually right, then the apology can be for real. Yeah. But if they mentioned it to you and you're still like, you still don't see it, then you can't really apologize. Even though you can say, I'm sorry, you're not really apologetic because, like, it's being, again, it's coming from the outside. Somebody on the outside is telling you to be sorry rather than you saying, like, oh, yeah, I see that about myself. And actually, like, it was wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm taking, like, responsibility, accountability, and I'm going to correct it.
Even if it looks stupid, like, even, like, one step is better than, like,
none.
Nothing.
Yeah. And I think another thing with apologizing is, like, there's a such thing as, like, a limit. Meaning, like, you can't continue to apologize for the same thing over and over. And expect for it to keep getting let go. And a lot of people, because they're giving the bullshit apologies, they tend to apologize over and over and over, but then continue, like, maybe a month or 2 months later to turn around and do the same thing. And then when finally someone doesn't accept their apology anymore, then they're upset. They're right. Mad because their apology isn't accepted. But you really can't be mad. Because, I mean, you can be mad. You can feel however you feel. But you're not really entitled to be mad because your apology was already accepted 5 times before. And you're still doing the same thing. So that comes in that whole, like, a lot of people apologize just to shut other people up. Right? Where they're not really apologetic.
No.
So then they continue the same behavior. And, like, the moment that the person says, like, yeah, I'm not accepting your apologies anymore.
They get mad at that person.
They get mad at that person.
Instead of being like, because even if you are coming, like, to come apologize genuinely, if they don't accept it, you can't be mad at that person.
You can't force someone to accept your apology. That's one. And number two is, like, if they've accepted your apologies multiple times before, and then finally one day you're for real, and that day that you're for real, they're like, yeah, I'm done. I don't really care. You're too little, too late. You know, that's still on you. That's your fault because you already took all your opportunities prior and you bullshitted around.
Yep.
And there has to be a limit for when a person says, okay, that's enough apologies that I'm going to accept about the same situation before I can just say, like, I'm not accepting any more apologies because you've done the same thing over and over.
Right.
You know? So I think that some people think that, like, their power to apologize is unlimited.
But
it's not. And, like, that you can continue to apologize and not make change. And that it should just, like, if it's not accepted, then people will play the victim. As if they're the one that's been wronged by not having their apology accepted.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, basically, like, you can only do something to someone for so long before one day they're going to be like, you know, I'm not putting up with this no more.
Yeah.
Period. And it doesn't matter what you say, how much you apologize, how sad you are. And you might be for real this time, but it can be such thing as too late.
Yeah.
There's a such thing as, like, it's too late. You know, people get over it. And also, each time you apologize and it's not for real, it kind of makes the next time you apologize less believable.
Even if you are starting to, like, get your shit together, right?
Yeah, so then people start looking for little things, you know, to show that you're not really apologetic. So, like, they're on the best way I could put it is they get, like, paranoid.
Right, so they're waiting
for... They're waiting for any little thing to show that your apology wasn't real. And those other little things might not be even things that you thought about. But they're already kind of, like, paranoid. Like, you know, you've apologized before, so I'm waiting for you to mess up.
It's cause, like, because you...
And I think a lot of people don't really accept apologies.
That's another one. Yeah. A lot of people...
That's another one. Why do they like them? Like, how do they want to resolve it? Like, is it going to waste their time for me to be, like, moping? Or, like, do they just want me to, like, move forward? Do you know, like, am I going to drag them down? Like, I already know how, like, bad it was. I felt it probably more than that person, like...
Yeah, a lot of people say they'll accept an apology, and they don't
really... They don't have the capacity to even do it.
Or they might not have even probably realized, in some cases, right?
Like, yeah, possibly. But, like, I've seen a lot of cases, a lot of people, a lot of fights and stuff, where people apologize to each other, and then they say that they accepted the other person's apology, but then later on...
It doesn't show. Like, there's underlying...
No, there's still have, like, an underlying grudge. About the situation.
Or it'll be get brought up again.
Or, it's like, well, you did this. Yes, da, 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 da. I thought we all... But if it was forgiven...
We wouldn't be bringing it up
again. No, you wouldn't be bringing it up again. I think a lot of people have a very difficult time accepting other people's apologies.
I agree.
Yeah. And I don't think that... Especially if you're not genuine when you apologize.
Then you're not going to believe anybody when they apologize.
Yeah, you're not going to accept other people's apologies as being genuine. Mm-hmm. So if when you apologize, you're not being 100% genuine. When other people apologize to you, you're not going to accept it as being 100% genuine.
I find a lot of times they're like admitting stuff about themselves that like... In a lot of cases, like, I haven't seen that. Like, I was, like, I've had it before where, like, it kind of helps you, like, respect that person a little bit more. Because you're like, oh, I didn't even understand that was, like, your hang-up. But, like, that hit a part in me, too, that, like, you're like, oh, I respect that, that person. Because they were, like, aware.
Exactly.
Or whatever. Like, but I didn't necessarily need the same apology that they were.
Giving you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So oh, yeah, like, like sometimes someone might think they have a deeper issue with you than what it is, and then they come apologize, and you're like, oh.
Yeah,
that happened.
Like, yeah, like, oh,
whatever.
It's okay.
Like, oh, you're being like, too hard on yourself.
I didn't think about it like that, but I do, yeah, appreciate it.
But I think that also speaks to, like, the way that person also processes problems, right? Because if they think, like, you had a deeper issue with them than what you did, that means that that person is usually also someone who takes things way deeper than what you would mean. So, meaning, like, you know, you might be just be saying something and you don't mean to offend that person, but they take things as being offensive when that wasn't even the intention. You weren't trying to. You weren't even thinking of offending the person.
Yeah.
And you might have not even been offensive, but if someone is on the defensive, they're looking to get offended all the time.
Right.
So there's some people that are constantly, like, on the lookout for someone to offend them. So they're constantly offended.
Yeah, like,
all day, every day.
That's tricky
too. Every little thing offends them because they're constantly... They're constantly on the lookout that, like, someone's trying to offend them. So, that's kind of, like, a bit of, I would say, paranoia.
That's a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I see that a lot. I'm like, how is it just this constant? Like, on the internet, too.
Oh, especially on the internet.
Constant, like, this person annoyed. It's like...
Or if you look at comments, like, how could you say such a thing in the comment after, like, responding? It's like, I didn't mean that. Like, you took it, like... All the way here, that's not what I was saying.
Yeah, no, especially on the internet. I think anywhere where...
Constant offensiveness just existing.
Like, yeah, exactly, where people are just constantly offended at each other. Yeah. And anywhere I think that you don't have, like... Where things like the internet, like we were talking the other day at the church, like anything where you have things like text messages and the internet and even the phone, it's so easy to misread people. So, and what usually what you're reading is what your mind thinks.
Right.
Yeah, your interpretation is usually not what the person is actually saying. You know, so I often like, people often will say things like, oh, I know what you mean. And then I usually like to be like, well, what do you think I mean? Because what you think I mean and what I mean might not be the same. Yeah. And lots of people do that. Like, oh, I get what you're saying. But do you really get what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't be sure. You might, but it's also just as likely like you interpreted it any old type of way that I have no clue about how your brain works. And I think that delusion is like the common illness these days. So I think like a lot of people are really deluded, like very delulu. And so you can be saying one thing and their interpretation of what you're saying totally is off, because so many people are so in their heads that they delude anything. It all comes in through the delusion, you know? So a lot of people like to hear what they want to hear or how they want to hear it.
I remember you telling me one time too, in terms, because people will think like there's this major issue. Let's say you're at work, right? And like you get yelled at by your boss for something. And like you're thinking like, oh, my boss is very upset with me. Like I have to smooth this over immediately. So I do recognize, maybe you recognize it's a genuine apology or not. But a lot of people think that they need to go smooth over like immediately, and where sometimes it's best like to kind of let things
cool off
before you go quickly try to apologize for what you did.
Well, a lot of times if you try to quickly apologize for what you did, it might not be genuine.
Yeah, how would you didn't have enough time to sit.
Process yeah. it. It might be just because you just don't want that person to be angry at you. Or if it's your boss, you might just be scared that that person being angry at you is going to cost you your job.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, you want to smooth things over because you don't want the tension in the space.
Yeah, I think that's a big one.
Yeah, a lot of people use apologies to avoid, like, tense spaces or being in a space where there's a lot of tension. And the truth is, I think, like, no one can actually apologize to anyone for the most part. Because really it depends on you. So, meaning you get as offended as you want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, somebody cusses you out, how offended you are is up to you. Like, if somebody cusses you out, you've had days where, let's say, like, somebody cuts you off in traffic. And one day you're just like, oh well, haha, that person's so dumb. Then another day, you're like, oh, they cut me off on purpose. They're trying right. to kill me. Okay? So how offended you get over the same thing depends on you. Like, people, my aunt used to say, like, anybody who wants to be offended always finds a reason to be.
And that's major facts.
So most people, a lot of people want to be offended because it makes their life interesting.
Yeah. No, seriously, because
it gives life them a drama.
Yeah, because the life with no offense is a life. It's a dramaless life.
I don't understand that. No, I want
to
be like.
It gives them a drama. It gives them something to like have a problem about, and I think a lot of people like if they don't have active problems going on, like they feel bored.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because like. People pay the most attention to whoever's going through a problem. So if you always have a problem going on, you're always the center of attention. If you actually didn't have problems, then people don't really pay you a lot of attention because you don't have problems. People love like to see other people in negative spaces. Why? Because it makes them feel like my situation isn't as bad if you're going through something worse.
Yeah.
So a lot of people actually like to keep the drama going, and that's part of the reason they can't accept apologies. Because if they accepted the apology, they can't continue to complain about the same thing. Whereas if they keep the grudge and they don't accept the apology, they can continue for like 6 months, you know, to be like, oh, you know, like,
so-and-so wronged me.
So-and-so did something like, to me. Exactly. And have a reason.
It's like unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. And also to not take responsibility for it. Like, basically, maybe they don't like that a person.
Yeah.
Like, for example, let's say I don't like you. Okay? And I don't like you because I don't like you.
That's it.
Now you did something that I found offensive, which probably was going to happen because already I don't like you. So I'm looking for a reason to not like you.
Yeah.
So you did something. It might have been really, like, minor. You didn't really mean to, like, offend me. But you do it. So now I have a reason to say, like, I don't like you. Right. But in reality, I never liked you to begin with. So...
Now I got a reason.
Now I got a reason. So now when I tell other people, I can be like, I don't like him because of X, Y, and Z that he did. I don't have to admit that actually I don't like him just because I don't like him.
Yeah.
And I don't have a good reason for it. If you tell somebody like, I don't like so-and-so, and they're like, well, why don't you like so-and-so? And you're like, no reason, I just don't like him. No. You look like an asshole.
Yeah.
You look stupid. So the ego wants to protect itself, right? And says, oh, well, actually, I do have a reason. I could give you X, Y, and Z, even right. though X, Y, and Z is BS, BS, BS. It's all bullshit. But now, if I tell somebody, I don't like so-and-so, then... they can go ahead and be like, well, why? Well, A, B, and C. I have A, B, and C reason.
Right.
Now, I don't look like an asshole because now everyone's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so did something to you.
Yeah.
So since so-and-so did something to you, you have a reason. So it's okay. So a lot of people don't create issues. A lot of people create issues with people that they already don't like.
Yeah.
I've been to, like, when I would work at places, like, and let's say someone new would come in, immediately, a lot of the people that were my coworkers and stuff, they'd be like, I don't know, something about so-and-so. I don't like them. Just, like, they haven't even communicated. They haven't even talked. The person just walked in the door. They're like, I don't like them. Or something about them I don't like. Right? So... right off the bat, they don't like you.
Yeah.
So then, of course, they're going to find a reason. Later on, it's going to be like, well, I don't like how he walks. I don't like how he talks. I don't like this that he does.
It's easy. Like, that's easy to do. It's obviously harder to, like, develop the skills or, like, go through the process or, like, sit with somebody who's, like, you're actually, like, trying to build that connection or, like, relationship with that person.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah. Well, most people take the easier route.
Yeah, so common.
Yeah, so that's the most common way to deal with things. Very few people are going to be like, well, I don't like this person. Let me try to, like, see why.
Yeah.
Build a relationship past that or anything like that.
Sometimes the relationship develops later. Like,
yeah.
you might even, like, clash heads with somebody at the beginning.
And then be best of friends.
Yeah, and then later,
I've seen that here.
I've seen that a lot.
Yep, so, like...
relationships take time. Like,
they do.
I feel like it's unrealistic, like, right off the bat sometimes to...
like someone right off the bat.
Force yourself to as well, because, like, there could be, like, really important things between you and that person that are, like, bigger, too, that might need to get worked out later or...
develop.
You might bring up, yeah, something, like, you know, where that other person needs to grow.
Exactly.
And it's not necessarily, like, there's something wrong with that person, but you illuminate in them. And it's almost kind of like respect, I feel, to, like, keep distance from, like...
each other at first.
I'm probably not considered, like, the most, like, friendly...
at first.
You know, because I'm like, a deeper type relationship person, too, but... yeah, I do notice that, I think, when you first meet somebody.
So, like, I'll give an example. Like, I had two people, and I was like, they're going to end up the best of friends. But watch, they're going to hate each other at first. the reason they're going to hate each other is because they're actually so similar.
Right.
Because they're similar, they're going to hate each other. So they met each other at, like, some event we did. And then that very same day they met each other, they're talking shit on each other. They hated each other, right? Then, like, by the second day of being around each other, they talked a little bit. Once they started talking a little bit, now they're the best of friends. Now they talk to each other, like, every day, all the time. Now they're besties. From, like, that second day forward. But part of the reason I already knew they wouldn't like each other was because they were so way too similar, right? And, which is the same reason I knew that once they got past that initial hump, they would end up really close with each other because they would be able to, like, they see things a lot the same way. So, because they see things the same way, they can then relate. But at first, off of initial, like, instinct, they didn't like each other. But to me, that just said, well, it was just about, like, how if you don't like someone who's super similar to you, then you probably don't like lots of things within yourself. Yeah, about yourself.
Yeah.
And those are things you might still be working on. And that person is showing that straight up to you.
You're not ready.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, I do, like, feel like that's part of it, too, is, like, also when you're, like, learning to help others as well, or when you're developing, like, sometimes you might see something before that person does, too, and so there's always a little bit of that clash of, like, reflections and that you bring up for other people.
Exactly. And so that, like, that was a big piece that was there for them. And that happens a lot, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think, like, I want to wrap us up on here. We've been trying to keep it, like, nice and
tight
for you guys so that, you know, no one wants to listen to nothing for an hour. So, so all in all, I think that if you're able to learn to harness the power to really have real forgiveness, you're going to actually help yourself in tons of ways.
Yeah.
It's probably something we would have to do a whole nother episode on, which would be good, is actually the harnessing of that. Today we kind of went into all the things about apologies and the common pitfalls. So many blessings to all of you. As always, you can subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. You can donate to a temple, $ Hector Salva. And as always, share, comment. There's a Q&A feature. We'd love to hear your comments on there. It doesn't just have to be questions via Spotify. Many blessings. Until next week.
Ciao.